Residents are raised concern over poor sanitary conditions in bars. Chililabombe motorists welcome a temporary detour at Kakoso Bridge. In Africa news, conservative Anglicans are pulled back from electing rival to Archbishop of Canterbury. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Kaunda Square Stage 1 in Lusaka have raised concerns over the continued poor sanitary conditions under which most drinking places are operating. The residents say many bars and taverns in the area do not have proper toilet facilities for customers, forcing patrons to resort to unsanitary alternatives. They have described the situation as unfortunate and have accused some business owners of prioritizing a profit over hygiene and public health standards. The residents are now calling on the Lusaka City Council to conduct inspections and close down bars or taverns found operating under poor sanitary conditions. Residents of Kabwata constituency have thanked the government for addressing challenges faced by women in the area through the provision of grants and sewing machines aimed at improving their livelihoods. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Ready News, the women expressed their gratitude to government, stating that it is the first time they have successfully received grants after several attempts to apply for the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The residents said that this yesterday after Kabwata Member of Parliament, Andrew Tayengwa, handed over 2,771,000 kwacha in grants, which will benefit 120 cooperatives in the constituency. And speaking during the handover ceremony, Mr. Tayangwa urged the beneficiaries to use the funds responsibly and avoid misusing the grants, emphasizing that the initiative is meant to empower communities and improve household incomes. Motorists in Chililabombwe are breathing a sigh of relief following the opening of a temporary detour at the damaged Kakosa Bridge along the Chingola Chililabombwe Road. Motorists who spoke to Common Radio News said that the tour has brought relief as many people rely on the road for their daily activities. They said the temporary route has helped restore the movement of vehicles and ease the transport challenges that had disrupted travel between the two towns. The damaged bridge, located about 15 kilometers from Chililabombwe, had cut off a key section of the road, affecting the movement of goods and services and disrupting business activities. Meanwhile, the contractor Avic International says construction of the new bridge is expected to take about 2 months to complete.
Patrice Batuisira Kotwari was affected sana, Mumi Vomberin, Storisa, Minina, Vantu Tavarenda, Torefok Trogoga Chingora. So Patriava and Sanga Sana, Poxuisira, Mr. Patrice and Putumbeko, I make a desert shop in Amadezi.
To help us so that to open the roads very quickly so that economic zone of business has now responded to our economic, so that we are having money in circulation from our district, even Kasumbalesa and those.
Energy Minister Makoza Chikote says Zambia has adequate fuel stocks purchased at lower prices that will last throughout the month of March. Mr. Chikote says the country currently holds a fuel reserves equivalent to about 60 days of cover, assuring the public that government has taken measures to ensure stability in fuel supply and pricing. Addressing the media in Lusaka, Mr. Chikote explained that the open access abiding system has helped secure fuel at competitive prices, further supported by the appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. However, the minister has cautioned fuel dealers against taking advantage of the situation by unjustifiable increasing fuel prices. Mr. Chikote also noted that although Zambia is geographically distant from the Middle East, the country remains part of the global oil supply chain and could still feel the effects if conflicts disrupt international oil supplies.
We procure at earlier, lower international prices. So together we must work as a team that no one takes advantage of the situation to start in this month saying no, I will decide now to increase because of the situation which is happening there. The country will not have product, so let me increase what I have. No, the product that we have gives us comfort for this month, because you are aware that we regulate the ERB, regulate the prices. So this month we don't expect any changes.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zama na tarandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 140. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg repu, 380. 50 kg Chinese, 180. 50 kg rumanda, 80 kwacha. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg mundambi, 150. 50 kg didingoma, 120. 50 kg kandolo, 400. 50 kg nshara za freshi, 400. Bokosi ya tomato, 220. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 120. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 200. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda vinkubala, 500. Meda kapenta, 380. Meda binzi, 210. Meda dele.